This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Y'all had some big news this morning. Your campaign for re-election and Bob McDonnell for governor announced a major part of your economic platform.
Well, we did. You know, over the course of the past several months, we've been telling folks that we realize that the most important issue facing the state today is the need to get the economy moving again and create jobs, and we've been rolling out a series of proposals, all a part of what I call our Jobs for Virginians program. And today we did actually the fourth piece of that proposal. We announced some changes, proposed changes, in the way Virginia goes about doing economic development. Two of those changes have to do with the incentives that we provide to recruit new business and industry to Virginia. We've proposed doubling the size of the governor's economic opportunity fund from $20 million a year to $40 million a year to have more money to incentivize businesses to choose Virginia as opposed to some other state. And then we've also announced a major expansion of the major facilities tax credit that we provide to businesses that create jobs in Virginia. Again, that's an incentive to businesses to choose Virginia. And then on the personnel side, we've announced that we want to have a particular focus on rural economic development. So we're going to have a Deputy Secretary of Commerce and Trade dedicated 24/7 to nothing but trying to bring new business, industry, and jobs to rural parts of our state. And then last but by no means least, and in fact something that I'm very excited about, Bob McDonnell announced today that if he and I have the opportunity to serve as governor and lieutenant governor for the next 4 years, that he will ask the lieutenant governor, and of course that's me, to head up and coordinate Virginia's economic development efforts overall and serve as the chief jobs creation officer of Virginia. So in a McDonnell Bowling administration, my primary function would be to coordinate our economic development programs and bring jobs to Virginia. So, you know, we think that's a great package of proposals to kind of strengthen our economic development efforts in Virginia, and going along with the more energy, more jobs proposal that we announced 3 months ago, the higher education reform package that we announced 2 months ago, and the small business reform package that we announced a month ago, you can begin seeing how this Jobs for Virginians package is coming together really nicely to try to position Virginia today to take advantage of a future economic resurgence and get this economy moving again.
My guest is Bill Bowling. He's the current Lieutenant Governor for the Commonwealth of Virginia and the Republican nominee for that position this year. The election is in November, of course. I'm very interested in this new job description for the Lieutenant Governor's position. Should you and Bill Bowling win in November, can you flesh that out for us? How would that actually play out if you win?
Well, you know, it's interesting that there are 42 states in the country today that have lieutenant governors, and in 20 of those 42 states, the lieutenant governor has specific responsibilities relating to economic development, job creation, tourism, and the like. So really, by saying we want the lieutenant governor of Virginia to focus on economic development and job creation, we're actually doing what 20 other states in the country have been doing for a long time. And, you know, the analogy I would draw, Coy, is this. During my first term as lieutenant governor, you know, in addition to fulfilling my statutory and constitutional responsibilities of presiding over the state Senate, you know, I've had my focus on a number of initiatives. For example, we've had a number of health care initiatives that our office has headed up. We've had our own legislative agenda that we've pursued each year. We did our 100 Ideas for the Future of Virginia program in 2007 and 2008. So I think what we're really saying in the next 4 years is we want the lieutenant governor to have a singular focus and, you know, I'll certainly fulfill those constitutional duties of presiding over the state Senate and serving as president of the state Senate. But beyond that, we want the lieutenant governor to have a singular focus of helping coordinate the economic development programs in our state that right now are spread among numerous secretariats and state agencies, and serving as the chief jobs officer for the Commonwealth of Virginia. So I think it shows that we're serious about economic development. It certainly shows that Bob McDonnell is serious when he has said in the past that he wants Bill Bowling to be an important part of his team in the next 4 years. And I really think this added focus and coordination of effort that we will bring to this will help kind of sharpen our ability to go out and recruit new business, industry, and jobs to Virginia. I think it's a great fit for the office of Lieutenant Governor, and you know, it's something that I'm looking forward to doing if the folks will give us that opportunity.
We're talking with Bill Bowling, the Lieutenant Governor of Virginia and the Republican nominee for that job come the big November election. Before we let you go, can you address the grim realities of the economy, the budget? We learned today that University of Virginia President John Casteen has sent out a big email to the University of Virginia community, sort of with the grim realities of what the university is looking at in terms of decreasing budget. And, you know, he's laid out a hiring freeze and some stuff that just has to be done to cut back to core services. And what does this look like from your perspective statewide?
Well, we're facing some very serious economic challenges in Virginia today. State tax collections are down about 9.3%. The unemployment rate has gone up by 130% in the last 4 years. There are 165,000 more Virginians unemployed today than were employed 4 years ago. So, I mean, these are very serious challenges that Virginia families are facing, that the state is facing. Yet we've got a budget, Coy, that in the last 4 years has just continued to grow. It's almost as if there's been a total denial of this, of these serious economic challenges that we face. As a result of that, we face massive budget shortfalls in the current biennium and the next biennium. So, you know, we're going to have tough choices to make. It's a time for serious leadership and hard decisions. And that's why, as we look to the future, it's important that we be led by the right team, because none of the choices and decisions that we have to make in the next couple of years with respect to this budget are going to be easy ones. They're going to all be hard ones.
Bill Bowling, candidate for Lieutenant Governor and the current Lieutenant Governor of the great Commonwealth of Virginia, and a regular guest on this program for quite a long time. Always great to talk to you, and we'll look forward to getting you live in studio real soon.
Thanks, Corey. Let's try to do that next month. We'll work on it.
Absolutely.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.